Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
It's time to open the music box. Join me, Steve Roden, every Thursday morning between 10 and 12 for music from the 40s to the 90s from my own music collection. Songs I've grown up with, ones I am sure you will enjoy hearing again. Hope to see you then.
Are you a keen Sheffield Live listener? Do you want to get involved? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and it gets better when you take part. Contact us to find out how you can be part of Sheffield's newest radio station. Call us on 281-4092 or email us on info@sheffieldlife.org. 93.2 FM, Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
This is Sheffield Live.
This is Communities Live.
Because at that time the housing was cheaper.
I know it's not a big city centre, but there's still quite a few shops. I quite like it.
Dog and Partridge on Trippett Lane every other Thursday.
I love the green room just for like acoustic nights.
This is Communities Live.
It's a very big question, isn't it?
We have a diverse society in Sheffield.
I like all the art sculptures.
It's friendly, there's a lot to do.
I really like the Peace Gardens. I like all the little fountains and little areas that you can just sit out and chill in.
Sheffield is a very nice city.
This is Communities Live.
I love Sheffield, yes. Love it. Been here 17 years.
I like Sheffield because the people are very friendly.
This is a large student community, so it makes it like very lively, very vibrant city in that regard, and also very multicultural, no?
And we love the Sheffield people.
Everything, the city, the nature, the outside of Sheffield, it's lovely. Great place.
As long as the planets are
Some days I pray for soul. Some days I just pray to the god of sex and drums and rock and roll. And maybe I'm lonely, that's all I'm qualified to be. That's just one and only, one and only promise I can keep. As long as the wheels are turning, as long as the fires are burning, as long as your prayers are coming true, you better believe it, that I would do anything for love. And you know it's true, and that's a fact. And I would do anything for love, and there'll never be no turning back. But I'll never do it better than I do it with you. So long, so long. And I would do anything for love. Oh, I would do anything for love. I would do anything for love. But I won't do that. No, 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 I won't do.
I would do anything for love, anything you've been dreaming of, but I just
rock in all its forms, you will love Glory Days. You can listen to us locally on 93.2 FM and on the telly, and anywhere in the world on sheffieldlive.org. What do you think, Don? You know what, I think he likes it. That's Glory Days, every Monday 1 till 3 here on Sheffield Live. Bosh, bosh. Oops, I've had an accident.
There's a man in the shadows with the gun in his eye.
The swinging jazz guitar of Django Reinhardt introduces Swing Time, Sheffield Live FM's weekly selection of swing, jazz and blues. The presenters, that's me, Brian,
Mike
and John,
offer a mixture from all periods of jazz. So if you have a liking for jazz,
tune into Swing Time every Tuesday from 1 to 3 o'clock.
Remember, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
This is that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Stylin', wildin', living it up in the city. Got Chucks on with Saint Laurent. Gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot. Call the police and the fireman. I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man. I'm too hot. Say my name, you know who I am. I'm too hot. And my band bought that money. Break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Saturday night and we in the spot.
Don't believe me, just watch.
Afternoon, welcome to Community Live here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Chris Anelli here, and we have a very special guest here today. We have Joelle Charron. Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon, Chris.
So, give us a bit of background. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name is Joelle Charon, and I am a Dutch singer and songwriter. I play piano as well. So I studied at the Conservatory of Amsterdam and at the New School for Jazz and Contemporary Music in New York City. After that, I started really seriously working on my own music and doing releases in the UK and in the Netherlands as well. I've been building my music ever since. So, yeah.
And, who are your main influences? And also, I'm going to add to that question as well. If is there anybody that you could work with in the near future, who would it be and why?
So, I'm a big fan of the early work of Laura Mvula. So, the album Sing to the Moon, where she used a lot of very special instruments, very unique, like harp, string quartet, but also instruments from her roots, from African roots. So I've been hugely inspired by that, by using Indian instruments, classical instruments in my music, such as tabla, bansuri, these kind of really ancient instruments. Who I would really like to work with, I guess, Nora Jones comes to mind. I think she's really amazing. So that would be a dream come true, definitely. Laura Mvula, like I said. Prince, if he was still alive, of course.
But, legend.
Yeah, legend. Yeah. That's going to be hard now. John Mayer is great. So many people. Sharia Ghoshal is an Indian singer. I'd love to work with her. Yeah.
I mean, speaking of famous people, you're also working with a famous producer as well. So tell us a bit more about that.
His name is John Reynolds. He's Irish, but he lives in London now. He worked with Brian Eno. Sinead O'Connor is his ex-wife, actually. Damien Dempsey, Damien Rice, lots of big artists. He was really great to work with, very professional, very kind. It was actually during COVID, so it was a lot of online talking and hearing the music and refining it. It was very interesting because I had already recorded the tracks, but he sort of remixed the tracks, mastered them again to make them come out even more than before. So he took the stems, like the different instruments recordings, and he just put them together and he said, well, maybe we should do a little bit of percussion here, maybe an extra flute there. I said, well, let's do the string quartet at the end of this song, try to remix that. And I think it sounded really well. So it was really great. He has a lot of dogs as well, so they came to the screen to talk about the music. He's just a very kind person, and it was really great to work with such a professional in that sense.
And I mean, I've listened to the CD, and I've got to say, it's a beautiful CD.
Thank you.
It's a great track. And I've got to ask, how long did the CD actually take to put together? Was it a quick process? Did it take together? Was it quite a long process altogether making?
Definitely a long process. I started writing the songs when I was still in the conservatory studying. So first I wrote only the vocals and the piano track, the chords. But then you want to, at some point you feel the music is done, but you want to have a special sort of ambience around it. So I thought, okay, this song really needs strings. That song really needs a tabla. So you start writing those pieces. And at some point it all comes together. But this took a couple of years, really. I think maybe 3 to 5 years, I think. Yeah.
And, what was the hardest song that you wrote on that CD? What was the hardest one to write?
Let me check the CD here. I think Still Portrait, definitely. Still Portrait was really difficult because it had a really long string quartets intro and outro that we decided would sound better if it was an orchestra. So we did a little bit of tricks in the producer's area to make the strings sound like a full orchestra, but then all the notes had to blend, had to be well, because you can't write like a very high note for cello because the person can't play it. If you write very different sounds that you need, like there are very different songwriting for cello versus viola versus violin. So that was really difficult. Then I wrote the middle part for harp, and I had never played for harp before. I thought it was just a piano that sounds like a harp, but it's really not like that. the harpist really needed to put her fingers and all the right strings at the same, at the really different times than a piano would. So that was really interesting. It was also a very, that song was also difficult to write because it was about somebody who passed away, who I loved. So that's also very emotional. So all this together was, it was really hard to write, but I'm proud at the end result.
And I've got to ask, I mean, for anybody who wants to break into this kind of industry,
yeah,
what advice would you give to our listeners? And also, how difficult is it?
It's very difficult, obviously. You really need to have a very solid reason for wanting to do this, because otherwise, I don't think you, yeah, it's easy to keep going. You really need to have such a passion that you can't live without music, because otherwise it's too much. And it's hard work. And the scene, I mean, the landscape, the musical landscape is changing very rapidly. So where, for example, big artists like Prince that I mentioned, he had a record label contract when he was 17, and the record did so much. Now, the sort of the democratization of music, in the sense that you have social media, so you can find your own fans, you can reach them, instead of 50 years ago where you were really dependent on a music label,
yes,
or a promoter or people in the industry, agents. Now you can do it sort of a lot of what they used to do, you can do yourself now. But what is really gotten very important is digital. So I would say new artists wanting to break into the scene really need to work on their digital presence, because I'm doing two concerts on Sunday and they are sold out, which is amazing. But all these people have first checked my digital presence before they decided to buy a ticket. Because that's what people now do, you know, they first check on the internet, well, who is this? What is she doing? Oh, that's nice. And I'm going to buy a ticket. But if it doesn't look good, then they're not coming. So no matter how much you put your effort into live and to playing and performing, you really have to first work on your digital presence. I think that's very important.
And I mean, we've come out of COVID now. I mean, we've been out of COVID for nearly over a year, maybe even longer now. And I've got to ask, Joelle, I mean, how do you feel that music has changed during COVID times?
I mean, it's gone very digital, like I said. But I also think, like, the live sessions that we used to sell tickets for in COVID, that wasn't really working. It's my personal opinion. Because if people used to buy like tickets for like a broadcast, and now they really want to see you again. So that's sort of a thing I feel that always stays, that people will want to see your concert, want to see you live, see what you do. It is a different experience for them than a digital listen. But on the other hand, it's also gone very much to digital, because people on the smartphones, on the laptops, there's such more digital presence. Also, it refers to what you were saying, that life has gotten, obviously, because of the war in Ukraine and inflation, electricity prices, gas, it's all become so expensive that most, like I said, if you want to be an artist, there's a lot less work because it's just very expensive for small venues to book artists now. They sometimes prefer DJs because they can play longer and have less space necessary. But yeah, it's gotten harder to find your place in the music industry. And it's getting progressively harder as time goes by, because of all these macroeconomic changes that are happening. We're basically in a regression, and people don't have that much money, so they can't really spend a lot of on tickets. If the economy goes better, then I hope they will be, everybody will have a bit more money. That would be nice, I think.
Yeah, and I mean, hopefully, like you say, I mean, hopefully everybody's going to, we'll be coming out of this cost of living crisis sooner rather than later, fingers crossed.
Yeah,
I mean, I've also, you mentioned about your concerts. So tell us a bit more about where your venues are. And also, if it was a dream venue you could go to, where would it be and why?
Oh, so I'm going to play in Lincoln, at the Lincoln Jazz Cafe on Sunday. I'm doing two gigs there. I was playing at a small theater in Amsterdam, Teatro Muganga. It's a Brazilian theater, actually. It was nice. We were doing a Beatles cover show. I was playing at the Station West in Amsterdam as well. I was playing Poynton at the Acoustic Lounge. Now I'm here, so that's nice. And my dream come true, I guess it's Carnegie Hall.
I've got to say, thank you for coming here today.
Thank you, Chris. Joel. I appreciate it.
And, I mean, is there any upcoming projects that you're currently working on, or is it all secretive at the moment?
Well, I'm definitely wanting to release a new single in the fall, in the autumn. I'm working on releasing my full CD. I also want to book new gigs, so I'm working on that. I'm working on my Spotify. Yeah, I'm trying to have all these new things coming out soon. That would be nice.
And do you have social media that people can follow you on?
Yeah, I have. So Joel Charan is my handle, and I'm on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Spotify, all the big streaming platforms. Yeah, that's where I am.
And Joel, I'd like to give the final word to you. So we're going to play a song off from your CD now, so please introduce it for us.
Yes, so the song is called Blue Moon Bud.
Blue moon bud. Why not join us for
the Susie
and Sheridan
Show
on Sheffield
Live Radio
93.2 FM, live on the wireless. Oh, never buy teeth from a catalogue.
Every Thursday,
1 till 2 in the afternoon. So I'll get the kettle on for you and put an extra digestive on the plate.
The Susie
and Sheridan
Show.
Good things come to those who wait. But the things I hear are there just to remind me. Every dog will have his day. The spirits, they intoxicate. Tried to say it's too late for me. Tell my guns I'm coming home. I swear I'm gonna live forever. Tell my maker he can wait. I'm riding somewhere south of heaven.
Well, I blame this Have you heard? There's a new popular live science show on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM every Saturday morning at 11 o'clock. From superfoods to supernovae, we'll talk about it. With the latest science news, debate and guests, stick it in your diary. Live science every Saturday morning at 11 a.m.
Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to Communities Live here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. And we have the winner of X Factor 2016, Matt Terry. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What an intro.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So I'm going to ask you, Matt, I mean, we're going to talk a bit about the X Factor. So, I mean, tell us a bit about why did you think audition for X Factor?
Honestly, I was a waiter at the time and I'd been there for 2.5 years and I didn't want to do it anymore. And I had £4 in my bank account, so I had nothing to lose.
And, no reason. I mean, and I always remember this as well. I mean, I always remember that you duetted with Nicole Scherzinger on with a classic song of Purple Rain by Prince. I mean, tell us a bit about that.
Oh my God. I mean, yeah, unreal. I always say that that song really led me to victory. I think that's what did it, if I'm honest. It was a really surreal moment. I know that it was really hard. Obviously, you have to ask permission to sing other people's songs on TV. And luckily, Nicole was connected to Prince's family. So we were able to get permission to do it, which is amazing. And yeah, I think that was the song that took me to the finish line.
I mean, it's definitely such a classic song as well, and it's and also a very hard song to sing as well, I think.
Definitely. I think it's just like, it's an iconic song and obviously really hard to live up to, but I'm really proud of the version that we created together. And yeah, like I said, I think it's such a... it's just that song that everybody knows and loves. So it was a no-brainer, really. It was an honour to get to do it.
And do you still keep in touch with any of the judges from the X Factor?
No, I don't, actually. I think it's not for any reason other than just life happens. You just sort of move on and go about your life and your career the same everyone does. I think everyone, whatever level you're on, everybody has their own hustle and their own things to keep them busy. And I think, you know, it's not like I said, nothing, no other reason than just life.
And I mean, as a musician yourself, Matt, I mean, who are your main influences? And also, if there was anybody that you could duet with in the near future, who would it be and why?
Yeah, I grew up listening to a lot of Motown, a lot of Barry White, Whitney Houston, The Drifters. It was all that kind of music in our house, Bob Marley. So yeah, that's sort of what I grew up with. And as far as, I mean, if I could dream, I'd probably pick somebody like Ariana Grande or like Troye Sivan or somebody like that, just because I think we'd work well together. I think like we'd be able to write a good song and our voices would really harmonize. Mm.
And, I mean, you've got a new song called His Car, so tell us a bit more about that. I mean, did it come together quite quickly or was it a long process?
Yeah, I think any songwriter will tell you that the best songs are the ones that come the fastest. They almost write themselves. And that was something that happened with His Car. We kind of got into the studio. It was just me and one of my producers, Tim, and we sat at the piano and wrote the song really fast. I think it was about a subject that we both really related to. So it was just, you know, a really quick but also really freeing process. At the end of it, we both played out the demo of the day. At the end of it, we both literally laid on the floor in the middle of the studio and just listened, and we just was like, whoa, what have we done? Like, we're really proud of it, and this definitely has to be heard.
And, I mean, for our listeners who want to break into this kind of industry, how difficult is it? And also, what advice would you give to our listeners?
I would say anything is possible. So I don't think we should focus too much on, you know, what is and what isn't. I think it's yours if you want it, and you'll find your own way. And on that note, that would be my advice. Like, I think it's really easy for people to say, you know, I don't know, Robbie Williams did this, and Ariana Grande did that, and Beyonce did this. Mm. Everyone finds their own path, and I think it's about making, you know, doing your journey, you know, be a racehorse, like put your blinkers on and get to the finish line in your own without looking at what anyone else is doing, would be my advice.
And I mean, how can, and also your single's out now, so how can people get a copy of the single? Will it be on digital platforms? And also, for anybody that doesn't have like access to digital platforms, which is quite rare now, but will there be physical copies that people can get?
Yeah, no, currently we don't know physical copies in this world as right now. I think in an ideal world, I'd love to release a vinyl, but it's all available everywhere digitally. So you can find the music video on YouTube if you don't have Spotify or Amazon Music or Apple Music or any of those things. It's on YouTube, which is anyone can go to. So just whack it in your www.youtube.com, type in Matt Terry His Car, and it'll be there.
And for anybody that has a social media, so do you have social media where people can follow you on?
Absolutely. So Instagram is just Matt Terry, which is probably the main one. TikTok, Facebook and Twitter. But yeah, Instagram is probably where you can find out the most of like day to day.
And my final question for you, Matthew, is what would you like to say? I would like to give the final word to you. So what would you like to say to our listeners who is listening right now?
I would like to say, first of all, thank you mostly for all the support that I've received so far on the single. It's been so lovely. And it's definitely, you know, my most honest and truest song, as well as everything else that's coming up. So thank you for listening. And if you haven't, please go check it out. It's called His Car. And thank you so much for having me.
Matthew, it's been a pleasure. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, mate.
You can count on me to be a hypocrite. Told your family about me, I never did. I can't believe how long I lived like this. Now all I see in the mirror, a hypocrite. I can't explain why I can't let go when it was so far from beautiful. Is it the pain or is it the love that I should have shown him all along? I used to kiss him in the back of his car, hiding from the world who we are. I'm sorry for every single lie. Told him you should go and bury your heart. My parents won't ever know about us. I keep wishing that I could go back in time to apologize. To apologize. To be my best friend in this lonely city, we had everything. Out on the streets, I wouldn't hold your hand. Oh, I was way too young to understand. And I can't explain why I'm holding on to something so far from beautiful. Is it the pain or is it the love that I should have shown him all along? I used to kiss him in the back of his car, hiding from the world who we are. I'm sorry for everything.
To open the music box. Join me, Steve Roden, every Thursday morning between 10 and 12 for music from the 40s to the 90s from my own music collection. Songs I've grown up with, ones I am sure you will enjoy hearing again. Hope to see you then.
Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to Communities Live here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. And we have singer-songwriter Max Ray, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Oh, actually, I should say good morning over there in the USA, actually.
Yes.
So, give us a bit of background, I mean, for our listeners. Tell us a bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a singer, songwriter, and dancer, and up-and-coming producer as well. From the States, I'm born and raised in Albuquerque, New Mexico, but I have lived in Nashville, Atlanta, LA. Right now I'm based in Vegas. I have been doing this professionally for about 7 years now and have over 15 singles and music videos at the moment and an EP on the way and a tour on the way.
And I've got to ask you, Max, I mean, who are your main influences? And also, if there was anybody that you could work with in the near future, who would it be and why?
Some of my influences are Bruno Mars, Michael Jackson, he's the reason why I started, and Whitney Houston. I mean, that voice, I can only strive to even touch that. And someone I would love to work with right now, of course, would be... Bruno would be great, but a producer would be Ryan Tedder or Max Martin. Either one would be great.
Well, who knows? Who might be listening to this? So you never know.
Yeah.
And you have a song called Keep You Waiting. So, I mean, tell us a bit more about that. Was it quite a long process or did it come together quite quickly?
It came together quite quickly, even in the scope of jet lag. It was my first song I ever wrote outside the country in London. And I had a great co-writer who helped me get it together and bounce ideas off of. And we all were laughing. I was getting delirious. It was a great time, honestly, in the studio.
And I've got to ask as well, I mean, for anybody that wants to break into this kind of industry, what advice would you give to our listeners who is listening right now?
I think being authentic and staying grounded is key. There's only one you, and there's just so much in this industry, and I know it could be very overwhelming, but there's no one like you. You are unique. You have a voice, and being persistent and not giving up, it's hard and it's daunting, but it can be super rewarding.
And you have an upcoming tour as well, but this tour you are currently supporting Blue as well. I mean, tell us a bit about that. So how did you get to tour with Blue?
I have a wonderful team and a booking agent based out of the UK who pitched. He was like, I could pitch for this and see if I can get it. And I was like, that'd be great. And he got it. And I honestly only knew of Blue because of Love Actually, the movie. And I've now, of course, become a diehard fan. I love boy bands. I am a girl. I mean, come on. So, yeah.
Oh, you can get. Well, that's the best explanation you can say about that. So,
yeah.
For anybody who wants to get a copy of your song, how can people get a copy? Is it digital or is there any physical CDs that people can get?
It's all digital. You can find it on every streaming platform that there is, even YouTube.
And for anybody that wants to follow you on social media, do you have like Instagram, Twitter?
I have it all, and everything's under Max Ray Music.
And, I mean, are tickets still available for the tour?
Yes, tickets are selling out pretty quickly for the London dates. Two of the dates are sold out, but there's still one that's not. So get those quickly if you're in London. And the rest of them are starting to sell out, but there's still tickets available.
And also, in your tour, will you be coming to Sheffield?
I am. I'm excited about that. I don't remember the exact date on hand, but I am there.
And my final question for you, Max, is I would like to give a final say to you. So what would you like to say to our listeners who is listening right now?
I want to say thank you for listening, and I really hope to see you on tour.
Max, it's been a pleasure. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you so much.
You set the bar so high, you give me all your time. You say you're cool with it, but are you? You say you never leave, don't wanna be naive. And babe, it's all on me and not you. So if I keep you waiting, will you keep staying? I keep you waiting, if I keep you waiting, waiting, keep you waiting, keep you waiting, if I keep you waiting, if I keep you waiting, waiting, keep you waiting, keep you waiting, if I keep you waiting. To you, it's my dreams you're chasing. Overthink everything that you say. You're still my sweet escape. It's my faith I'm shaking. So if I keep you waiting, will you keep staying, staying, baby? I'm scared of breaking. If I keep you waiting, if I keep you waiting.
Don't like sly and radicals. We're feeling hot. Ready to go party. What
it's the Red Fox with Miss Audrey. And it's the young Bacardi. People are dark, but still nobody can party.
Having a bashment party, party. Feel good with my shorty, shorty.
Nyabasi be mongodo, yo kobasi ti bolo.